All right. One of those opportunities, we have a couple to do. What's your next one on the docket here?
Yeah, so that this is, again, a really competitive class that we're going to get into this next one, which is kind of that small SUV class. This is the 2025 Honda CR-V Hybrid, Dad. And so there, that market is really, really competitive. And folks, if you want to know all the different ones in there, encourage you to, you know, kind of go check them out. But this is no significant changes for 2025, folks. They kind of redesigned the CR-V back in 2023. This is the, I guess, kind of the middle tier, Dad, of the Honda SUV market, right? There's a little bit larger vehicles in this class for them. Fuel economy, we just mentioned in our previous review, 40 and 34 for an average of 37, Dad. This vehicle, as priced, and we mentioned this is the all-wheel drive sport touring model, 42,605. So you get the hybrid system on it, Dad, and you get kind of pretty much all the bells and whistles that you would get on a CR-V, Dad, essentially within this model, and you're just over $40,000. Lots of touch, I guess, kind of soft touch materials throughout. It's got 39.3 cubic feet of cargo capacity behind its rear seat. So again, this is technically a five-passenger SUV, Dad, but really kind of four full-size adults can fit pretty easily. But again, almost 40 cubic feet of cargo room in the back, which is really, really phenomenal. And one thing, again, Dad, we talked about it. With this hybrid technology, you and I are, when we do quite a bit of driving, we would be able to go a little over a week without fueling up this vehicle.
That's
and that's
huge.
Something that can be said, especially for folks that are in the market for this car, Dad, which maybe moms, families, where fueling up is time, and maybe you forget, right? You're going from one kid event to the next,
right?
And it's hard to do. And so being able to go longer without a massive, without a massive price increase, Dad, it's a really, really great feature that I like. And I encourage folks, check it out. Honestly, we could sit here a lot. They've got lots of charging ports, auto dimming mirror, 12-volt power outlets all throughout this car. I could sit here and kind of tell you all the different features, but we'd be here for forever. So I encourage folks, Dad, check it out. It's one of my more favorite of the small SUVs, especially with this hybrid, Dad, and especially here in Colorado with the all-wheel drive that was on this model. It makes it really great for all of the weather that we get here, just because you can never tell in Colorado. So we encourage folks, check it out. Head to your local Honda dealership, and when you do that, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason sent you.
All right, before I let you go, too, for all of you listening, remember, we've got car reviews that go back a long time. So some of you may even be in the market for a new used car, wanting to know one from another. And that's a whole other topic, by the way, because a lot of it has to do with, who owned the vehicle before, how it was maintained, and so on. But in general, to find out, hey, what did we think of that car when it was new? We've got all those reviews out there as well. So, Richard, thanks. I appreciate it very much. I'll let you go.
Sounds great. See you guys.
All right. This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.